Southeast leaders are expressing cautious optimism about Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell's impending move into the governor's office. Some point to Parnell's 8 years in the legislature, where he lived part-time in Juneau. They say he made regional connections then that continue to this day. Dave Kiefer is mayor of the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough.
I believe that we will be looking at a relationship in which we're working with someone who does understand where we are, what our issues are, and what's important to residents of this area.
Parnell was not immediately available to discuss his views on the Marine Highway, the timber industry, a regional energy system, or capital creep, and no one reached for this report had had a recent discussion with the Lieutenant Governor about Southeast issues. But most said they expected better communication and more interest in concerns affecting this part of the state. Beth Kurtula represents downtown Juneau in the State House of Representatives.
I don't know particularly how, you know, he feels about Southeast, but I haven't heard anything negative about how he feels about us either. So I'm real hopeful. I know other people that have worked with him, and they're feeling very positive about it and think that he'll be much more open and, you know, just happier with those of us here in Southeast.
Part of that is Parnell's personal approach to politics. Kurtula says his legislative experience has thickened his skin. Former Juneau legislator Mike Miller, Parnell's landlord when he's in the capital city, agrees. Miller says Parnell, unlike the current governor, can forgive and forget.
He's not the type of person who is going to take one issue and hold it against the person on the next issue, even if they disagree. And I'm not expecting any of this this holdover resentment that apparently exists when people have the audacity to disagree with him on something.
Several Southeast lawmakers say those who criticized Palin were penalized during budget time or political appointments. Kurtula, for example, was outspoken in her criticism of the governor's run last year for vice president. Palin then rejected the Juneau representative's nomination by party officials for an open Senate seat. Juneau also got an unusually small number of public works projects in Palin's budgets, and Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, Finance Committee co-chairman, saw a large number of district vetoes after some public battles.
There's no doubt about it that she used her veto pen selectively, clearly for political purposes. I think she abused her position as governor on numerous occasions. And it came to the point with Troopergate that the legislature finally had enough of it, and we took some steps to take a look at that issue.
It's just politics 101, and we've done pretty doggone good, even with the vetoes.
J.C. Conley is a Ketchikan businessman who plays a major role in the Southeast Conference, a business and government group. He's also on the Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
The governor didn't veto the important stuff from the Marine Highway System. She did not veto the Swan-Tyee-Intertie of $48 million. And so really, when you sit down and start adding it up, just because we didn't get more doesn't mean we really got less.
He and others say the Marine Highway did fairly well under Palin, despite an initial attempt to substantially cut its budget. The governor's appointees made the schedule more predictable, and she committed funds to keep it consistent over several years. Expansion of Southeast's electrical grid also moved forward under Palin, but Conley says work might speed up under Parnell.
Not that the governor didn't support us, but I think that the time that Sean spent in the Senate and in Juneau, and, working and funding issues like PCE, I think he might have a little better understanding of, you know, the issues and the problems that we're trying to solve.
Parnell identifies himself as a pro-growth fiscal conservative with views similar to Palin's, and he said he has no plans for major staff changes, so his administration is expected to continue supporting the timber industry, roads, and industrial development. Brad Flitch, a Juneau financial advisor, political activist, and Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand Camp president, says he hopes that approach includes more of a Southeast focus. For example, Palin has supported building a new highway out of Juneau, but has not moved as decisively as its supporters hoped. Flitch says that includes challenging a project blocking court decision.
Now, if that was in Wausau, I could imagine she would have waited 10 seconds before they appealed it. And so by, 90 days that we didn't know whether the state was going to appeal or not was just a horrible waste of time, just sitting on the knife twisting. That was an unnecessary waste of time by her administration.
Supporters of Ketchikan's Gravina Island Bridge also hope for reconsideration. Palin originally supported using federal funds for the span, but during her national campaign, she repeatedly said she told Congress, quote, thanks but no thanks on that bridge to nowhere. Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer says that debate needs to be toned down.
And I would hope that we would have a more open mind from Lieutenant Governor Parnell than we have received with the governor previously, because obviously the governor made the issue of the bridge a national issue, and I would hope that it would go back now to being where it should be now, which is a state and local issue, and not an issue that's used for political purposes one way or the other.
But a change in governor won't get all Southeast projects off the ground. Businessman J.C. Conley says he expects it will be years before federal money is again available for the bridge. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.